This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Denver broke a modern-day record today for the longest consecutive period without snow. CPR's Miguel Otarola reports it was just one milestone from an abnormal end to the fall.
232 days. That is how long Denver had gone without snow. The Colorado Climate Center says last month was the third hottest November on record and the hottest combined summer and fall period ever. Experts say the snow is helpful, but it won't be enough to pull the state out of drought. The most crucial snowfall for the water cycle doesn't typically begin until late winter and early spring. Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
Former Broncos wide receiver Demaryius Thomas was found dead in his Georgia home last night. He was on the 2016 Super Bowl winning team. His most memorable play, though, came in the 2011 playoffs.
Here we go. First snap of the overtime. The Broncos have been in three overtime games this year. They won them all.
Got him.
Got him at the 40. It's Thomas at the 50. Stiff arm got him three to the 30, to the 20. Thomas to the 10. Denver's going on the New England. They win it on the first play of overtime.
Thomas reportedly had health issues. A man died today after exchanging gunfire with Colorado Springs police responding to a suspicious van. The Denver Post reports no word on how the man was killed. It is the second time in 3 days that a suspect died during an encounter with Colorado Springs police officers. Winter storm warning until 6 for the mountains. This is CPR News.